Hey, hey, you're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 155.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, party people? Welcome to the show. And on this particular Q&A, we're actually going to, I'm going to answer a few questions that were submitted on the website. So just a little bit of housekeeping. If you're new to the show, first of all, welcome. Really appreciate you, taking the time to listen to what I have to say. You know, my goal is always to try to jam as many gold nuggets in those little ears of yours as possible so that you can build a real estate business that works for you and one that provides you the freedom and the lifestyle that you're looking for. And we primarily do that, although wholesaling is not, you know, the best vehicle to build wealth. It's a transactional business. It's a business that requires none of your capital, very little risk, if any. And if done properly, you can make a significant amount of money in that business. And then, you know, you can take that money and put that into larger plays to actually build wealth. Okay. So, what I'd like to do on this particular show is, you know, again, if you're new to the show, on Mondays, we do a masterclass where I typically interview a guest. And on Thursdays, I do a Q&A show where I pick one or two questions that were submitted by a listener or an audience member, and I do a deep dive. And usually that show is bite-sized, you know, 5 to 15 minutes. And so I had a couple questions submitted by a gentleman by the name of Justin Burton out of Indianapolis, Indiana. And Justin, man, I appreciate, you know, some of your questions here. And I think this is very applicable to people that are out there that... The question was very specific, but I think the intent behind it is really what I want to get into. And so the first question he submitted is, you know, hey, Alex, what's the best CRM out there? You know, what's the best customer relationship management system out there? Is it Podio? Is it FreedomSoft? Is it RealFlow? Is it, and he even asked, is it just a simple Excel sheet or a piece of paper? And I'm going to answer the question here, but again, I think the heart of my answer is really a couple layers deeper than that. And really what I actually had an opportunity to connect with Justin on the phone. He was interested in joining the inner circle. And really what we got into was why was that question important? And so first of all, let me go ahead and answer that question. They're all great. FreedomSoft is an awesome CRM. Podio is a fantastic CRM. RealFlow, they all work. They're all really good. Obviously, you know, each system, there's no perfect system. They all have their pros and their cons. We use FreedomSoft. We heavily use Podio, and they all work. The question is, do you work, right? Are you looking for the silver bullet, the shiny object, the perfect CRM that does all the work for you, and then hundreds of dollar bills and thousands of dollars just come pouring out of your laptop or out of your iPhone, your Android, and get deposited into your pocket, right? And I'm not accusing Justin that's the case, but I wanted to just make sure that he wasn't asking that because he's looking for something that can do the majority of the work for him, because that doesn't exist. No CRM, no tool, no resource is going to just make you money without you or somebody or a system or, a team working on your behalf to get you that money, right? Tools and CRMs and systems facilitate the process and make things easier for you. They shave time, which ultimately time is money, right? But look, I rewind, I think back to when I started this business in 2005. I didn't have a CRM. I was doing this business off of pen, paper, and post-it notes, right? And on my cell phone and on my laptop. And yeah, it wasn't the best way to run the business, but I got deals done. You know, I closed a fair amount of deals that first year, made a lot of money, and I didn't have the technology that we have at our fingertips today. You know, it blows me away the things that we can do with technology, but that shouldn't be an excuse for you to not get up off your ass and do what you know needs to be done for you to close deals and make money, right? And again, I'm certainly not saying that that was the case or that was the, you know, the reason behind Justin's question. I legitimately really just, you know, he's looking for a CRM and he's just kind of doing a little bit of research. But I just wanted to make sure that, hey, you're not, you know, that you're doing the work required to build a sustainable business, one that, you know, is going to put you in front of sellers or one that's going to allow you to get deals locked up, get contracts flipped. And so anyway, you know, the short answer to the question is they all work. You know, again, whether it's Podio, FreedomSoft, RealFlow, or any of these other CRMs out there, you know, it's very simple. You can do this business with a pen and paper. It's not what I like to do. It's not what I recommend, but you certainly can. A CRM is not going to make the difference between you making money or not making money. What it will do is just help you really treat this like a business, keep things organized, make you more streamlined, make you more efficient. And really when you start to build a team is when, you know, having a system, an automated system, one that has all the bells and whistles, really just, I think it's kind of like a compound effect. When it's just you, I still recommend the CRM because you want to keep things organized. You want to keep things, you know, no lead left behind. All leads go into one particular place, whether it's an app or whether it's a certain part of the system. So you don't want to do what I was doing is I had, you know, I think back 2005, 2006, I had 67 post-it notes all over my computer with, you know, information and just stuff that you don't want to operate the business that way. But really the bigger point is just make sure that to ask yourself, are you taking the steps necessary to get you to close deals and make more money in this business? You know, and really what I find is that people don't necessarily want money. They want what money can do for them, right? So whether it's time with the family, it's travel, whether they want to buy something or whether they want to help someone, it's freedom, ultimately, you know? So again, just make sure that you're not spending so much time buried in the things that are not going to push you in that direction. CRMs are important tools and systems and, you know, all these different things are really, really helpful. And we utilize a lot of them in our business, but it's not what is going to make the difference between us doing or not doing deals. Some of these things can actually help us get more deals and close more deals. But again, if you could pick me up, drop me in some random market in the country with just, you know, a cell phone and a laptop and even without that and just networking and just pounding the pavements, I know I could do deals within 30, 60 days. I have no doubt in my mind. And you have that same ability, whether you know it or you don't, whether you've closed deals or you haven't, you can do the same thing. You know, the difference is, you know, what's in between your ears, your mindset is so important. That's number one. Obviously you're going to have to acquire some knowledge, but don't let the lack of knowledge stop you from, you know, I hate to use that taking action phrase because it's just so beat up and overused. But the truth is you got to take the right types of action. You know, you got to put your ass in gear and you got to do the types of things that's going to get you to succeed in this business. And if you have that will, if you have that persistence, if you have that I'm not going to quit mentality, and when things get tough, I'm not going to whine and bitch and complain, then you're going to succeed. It's just a matter of staying after it and just taking the right types of action. And to end on a little bit of a lighter note, hopefully this doesn't sound like I'm coming down on you. I'm talking with you, not at you. And this applies to me. You know, there's been times, you know, where things have gotten challenging in our business and, you know, I've been kicked in the balls, so to speak. And it's tough. Sometimes it could be a bit deflating. Sometimes, you know, it's going to be frustrating. Business at times can be a roller coaster. It's not always going to be, you know, you're not always going to be at the top of the mountain, so to speak. But it's what you learn from those experiences. You know, Tony Robbins has a saying that it's always stuck with me. One of many that has stuck with me, but it's something to the effect of, it's only a failure if you didn't learn, right? So if you didn't learn the lesson or if you didn't learn from the so-called failure, then it's a failure, right? But if you learn something from it, if you're taking away something from that experience, the deal you didn't get, the failed project, the position you didn't get hired for, or the, you know, whatever it might be, the partnership that just fell apart on you, the money you lost on a deal. If you don't learn something from that, then it's a failure. But if you learn something from it and you apply that moving forward, then it's not a failure. It's actually a success. And it's really all about how you frame it and how you think about it. Okay. So anyway, that's Justin's question. And I don't want to forget, part two of that question was, well, different question, but part two was, as far as skip tracing, kind of along the same lines, it's what are some of the best tools out there? We use TLO. So if you go to TLO.com, there's also, I think a gentleman by the name of Larry Higgins has a product called Skip Genie. I've never used it, but I've heard good things about it. LexisNexis. I know Brent Daniels was on the podcast not too long ago. If you use the search bar, you put in Brent Daniels, you know, we talked all about cold calling. I believe him and his team are using LexisNexis. And there's several others out there, but you know, I use TLO. We like it a lot. We get accurate information with TLO. So, yeah, you know, but really what I wanted to speak to here is just hopefully, you know, hopefully when you're looking for tools, resources, or things to streamline and help your business, it's a compliment. And it's an add-on to what you're already doing. It's you're not looking for the silver bullet that's going to fix all problems, because, you know, my belief is that one thing doesn't exist. It's a combination of things. It's you. It's the action you take. It's your team, the action they take, you know, and the culture that you build in your business, right? So anyway, let me know your thoughts. Hopefully, you know, hopefully this is making sense to you and it resonates with you in some way, shape, or form, and I look forward to catching you on the next show. By the way, something I want to throw out there for you, because if you've been listening to the show, you know that about 3 months ago we launched the Inner Circle, and it's awesome. It's a small, tight group of experienced investors, intermediate to advanced investors, and this is not a coaching program. It's more of a consulting program with elements of a mastermind to a certain degree, because everybody in the group, you know, has the mentality that not only are they going to jump on the Q&A webinars to ask any and all questions they have, but they also give and they're sharing, hey, this is what's working in my market. This is what we're doing. And we have the right mix of people. There's been some people that, you know, I've turned away just because they haven't done any deals, or they're just not there yet. And so if you're somebody that's already doing some deals and you're not necessarily looking for coaching, but you know, you want to bounce things off of me, and it's more of a consulting program. We connect a few times a month, and there's a private Facebook group. And anyways, we won't get into any of the details here. If that's something that you want to check out, you can go to flipempire.com/innercircle. flipempire.com/innercircle. If you still have some questions about it, and it's you know, you're just not sure how it works, if you're the right fit, you can go to flipempire.com/application. Just, you know, submit some of the information in there, and then we could schedule a time to chat. And now, if you want to take it a step further, if you're somebody that you're actually looking for a specific outcome, right? You have a problem, and you know, you need it fixed. And depending on what that might be, you know, if you're somebody that's already doing some details and you need help when it comes to structuring, building, and helping you put a plan in place to have a team around you, right? Where if you're interested in hiring acquisitions managers, dispositions managers, cold callers, transaction coordinators, VAs, you know, you want a team. I mean, that's what I've been in the thick of doing for the last 3-4 years, is building a team around me so that, you know, I'm not out there talking to sellers or talking to buyers. Every now and then I choose to, and I can, you know, roll up my sleeves and dive into those things if I want to, but I have the right people in place to handle those things for me. So if that's what you're interested in doing, you know, and you want to get your marketing in order and you want to scale the business, reach out to me. You know, send me an email, alex@flipempire.com. The next month or two, I'm looking to work with one, maybe two people, one-on-one, for a short period of time. And there's going to be a very specific deliverable, and it, you know, at the end of us working together, there's going to be a very specific outcome. So if you're looking to, you know, grow a team, if you're looking to get your marketing in order, if you're looking to just, you know, not be the technician in the business, but be more of the manager and entrepreneur in the business, then go ahead, reach out to me. Send me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Do me a favor in the subject line. Just put one-on-one. Just put one-on-one in the subject line, and we'll schedule a time to talk. This isn't going to be cheap. This isn't, you know, a free program or anything like that. So, you know, if that's something that's not an issue for you and you're looking to have your challenge basically solved by working one-on-one together, I'm looking to work with one person in the next couple months, maybe two if it's the right fit. And so just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and we'll connect. But that's for someone that's just that needs that attention, and you know they want to really just shortcut and accelerate the process, you know. So I look forward to connecting with you if you have any interest in that. Otherwise, just continue to plug into the podcast. Like I don't hold anything back on here. I can't tell you how many messages I get on Facebook and by email on a weekly basis, at least a handful a week of people telling me that they really can't believe I'm just giving so much on the podcast. And that's the goal. There's absolutely nothing I hold back on here. There's no BS. And I'm going to continue to do that. You know, I continue to challenge myself to just have that abundant mentality, which I've always had. And I feel like through this podcast, I'm exercising that. And hopefully it's making a difference in your life and in your business. So I look forward to connecting with you and catching you on the next show. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.